USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Protest over a grand jury's decision not to charge any police officers for Breonna Taylor's death continued for a third straight night in Louisville, with several demonstrators arrested for violating the city's 9 p.m. curfew. Demands to release transcripts from the grand jury hearing swelled after Breonna Taylor's family attorney Ben Crump accused Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron of swaying the jury. The crowds chanted, "Release the transcript," and shortly thereafter, police fired flashbangs to break up the demonstrations. Taylor, an EMT, was killed in a botched drug raid by Louisville Metro Police, in which officers entered her home with a no-knock warrant and fired off more than 30 rounds, hitting her multiple times. Only one officer was charged in the shooting, Brett Hankinson, and he was indicted on a wanton endangerment charge for firing bullets that entered a neighbor's apartment. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a campaign stop in Atlanta, Georgia, President Donald Trump announced a new plan focused on economic empowerment for black Americans.
And I'm here today to announce a brand new plan to deliver more opportunity, more security, more fairness, and more prosperity to black communities. We call it the Platinum Plan. Platinum Plan. And that's a contract with black Americans, and it's going to be something that people talk about for a long time to come.
The Platinum Plan highlights several areas the president plans to focus on in his second term if reelected, including a pledge of 3 million new jobs for the black community, creating 500,000 new black-owned businesses throughout the United States. The campaign also vows to make Juneteenth a national holiday and to prosecute the KKK and Antifa as terrorist organizations. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Among the deluge of explosive claims tucked inside the new Senate Republican report about Hunter Biden's business dealings is the allegation the Democratic presidential nominee's son has a history of paying Russian or Eastern European women linked to sex trafficking. The 87-page report was released on Wednesday, provided few specific details regarding that allegation. It did point to a number of Russian and Ukrainian-connected transactions. Hunter Biden has continued to admit personal struggles in past years, including addiction and problems with his marriage. More details will be coming out on Monday. Protests against racial injustice are critical for the nation's progress and help to keep law enforcement in check, according to Senator Kamala Harris. At the NAACP's national convention, she said, "Nothing we have achieved has been about progress, in particular around civil rights, has not come without a fight. And so I'm always going to interpret the protest as an essential component of evolution in our country." She also added that the protests were necessary, as all people's voices must be heard, and it's often the people who must speak to get their government to do what it is supposed to do, but may not do so naturally unless they speak loudly. Her comments come during mass protests surrounding the deaths of black Americans like Breonna Taylor, whose case prompted a series of demonstrations. While the vast majority of those demonstrations, which begin in late May, have been peaceful, many have resulted in property destruction and police officers being injured. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.